Some of us have sung these songs this morning and our hearts been turned towards you, Lord, but we need that miracle right now where your Spirit touches us. If you're that person this morning, I just invite you to turn your total focus to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Holy Spirit, come and fill that heart. Heal that wound. Reassure that person that's been knocked off their feet. Right now, Holy Spirit, we ask you to minister to your people. You know exactly the nerve to touch, the heart to soothe, the will to strengthen. Thank you, Father, that we're always on your heart and always on your eye. You see everything. You are the God who sees us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We trust you. In Jesus' holy name, and all who love him said, amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. You know, I really wonder if sometimes the Bible shouldn't have started the way Scott Peck's book did years ago. Do you remember that little book? It was extraordinary to me when I first read it. The first sentence is absolutely true, and it's one you ought to pause on for at least 20 minutes after having read it. It's three words. Life is difficult. What did you expect? Right? What did you expect? Life is difficult. And he's a psychologist, and he says almost all psychological suffering begins with denial of that basic truth. It is the avoidance of legitimate suffering that leads to all mental illness, he said. What? Yeah, if we were just poised to take on life for what life really was, that would be a lot of the battle, wouldn't it? Can you imagine? It's Saturday morning in America in the fall, and the drums are being in the stands, and the people have gathered into the stadium, but you're unaware, right? And so you see all these people in these flashy uniforms out here, and you think, well, that looks like a nice bunch of boys. And so you just walk onto the field as if to take up conversation with one of them. You don't realize that the ball has been hiked and the play is in motion. Poof! You know, you're just taken out. Life can be kind of like that sometimes, can it? There's a reason the women of our church are studying the armor of God. We have an adversary. And if we're not prepared for him, it makes him that much easier for him to take us out. There are things about living the Christian life that we need to put on our adult shoes and say, okay, that's the game. I'm taking it on. The Lord and I can do this. I will put on the full armor of God, and I will face it, and together with him, I will prevail, and I will overcome. But if you take on those same challenges without him, they can be crushing and overwhelming and devastating, right? It's like those two kids that were having breakfast one morning, and dad was actually cooking breakfast. My kids learned a long time ago that that was a very dangerous Saturday to avoid it at all costs. One of the first meals I cooked for them was toast flambé. I don't know how it happened. We got distracted watching cartoons together, and all of a sudden there was smoke in the room, and I went over and pulled out the toast, and it was actually flaming. And I tried to convince them that was part of the presentation, but it not to tell mom, but it didn't go over very well. So dad's cooking pancakes one morning, and as he's cooking them, you know, they're not coming off the griddle quite as fast as when mom does it. They're actually coming off one at a time. And the first pancake is ready. He puts it on a plate. He loads it up for his two boys. And, of course, the fuss begins. Who gets the first pancake, right? And the father, in seeing a teachable moment, turns to his son, thinking that he's doing one of those profound things, and he says, boys, What would Jesus have us do? Jesus laid down his life for those that he loved. Who gets to give away the pancake today? Who will be Jesus? An older brother looked at little brother, and he looked back at his dad, and he looked back at his little brother, and he said, "You be Jesus. You be Jesus." That's the thing about the challenge always in the Christian life, isn't it? We can wait on someone else to make the first move, or we can choose to serve one another. We can choose to love one another. We can choose to reset the expectation in the room based on our actions rather than just our reactions. We can be Jesus to one another. On the night that he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. And he gave thanks to you, our Father, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this as often as you partake of it in remembrance of me." The body of Christ. And likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup, and he gave thanks to you, our Father, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and drink from this, all of you, for this is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, Lord God, in remembrance of you, we do these things, and we pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of juice and bread. We pray, Lord God, that you would so work within this meal, so open our faith to the reality of your Spirit to live within us, to give us your heart, your motivations, to really let you live in the place that you've given us in this world, our own bodies, our own lives. God, make us hosts to you, as you become the host of this meal of grace that you give to us. Forgive us of our sins. Fill us with your strength. Renew our hearts, Father, that even the things that might be difficult that you call us to, we're ready for. We want to be ready for game day, whatever that is, and however it presents itself to us this week, Lord Jesus. Fill us with your life, that we might live in that kind of strength, bearing the armor of God, bearing the heart of God to a hurting world. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come. We pray this even as you taught us to pray, Father, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." This morning you'll see a station in front of each section where you may be seated. We invite you to come to the Lord's table and to partake of all that he has for you, all of his grace. If this morning you prefer to partake of pre-sealed packets, they're gluten-free, they're germ-free, that's over here in this final station. We have those available for you as well. But as you come, I just pray that you'd come in a spirit of receptivity for all that God might have for you this morning. God bless you as you partake of his grace and as he becomes your host.